This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 362 for Friday, April 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly weaker on Friday, seeing a profit-taking correction ahead of the weekend after setting fresh contract highs in recent days. Canola up $2 to down $5. The most active July contract down $4.90 at $826.80 per ton. New crop November only down 20 cents, though, at $693.80. The underlying fundamentals of tight old crop supplies and solid end-user demand did remain supportive, but canola was thought to be due for a correction from a chart standpoint. Early losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the soft tone in canola, although soy oil was mixed by the close. Statistics Canada releases acreage estimates next week Tuesday, and general expectations are for an increase in canola area on the year. However, agronomic factors and competition from other crops may limit the extent of that increase. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all mixed, although the bias was higher by the close. Soybeans were due for a correction after hitting their highest levels in 7 years earlier this week and traded within a narrow range today. The July contract up 2 cents at the final bell at $15.16 per bushel. Speculative positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature, with the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies and strong demand still supportive. Cold temperatures across the Midwest could see some area intended for corn move into soybeans instead if planting delays persist. Corn, it was also due for a correction after posting limit-up gains yesterday, but still managed to eke out gains by the close up a penny in July at $6.32.5 per bushel. Cold Midwestern weather remained supportive as seeding delays and possible damage to already planted fields raises concerns over new crop production. Dryness in Brazil could also cut into the yield potential of the second corn crop there, although conditions have shown some improvement recently in Argentina. Wheat futures were mixed for most of the day, but posting gains in the most active months at the close. Minneapolis spring wheat seeing the most strength of the wheat futures, up 12 cents in July at $7.27 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in the July contract at $6.80 per bushel. And Chicago up 2 cents in July at $7.12 per bushel. Cold temperatures and risk of damage to winter wheat across the U.S. plains remained supportive, with dryness for North American spring wheat crops and expectations for smaller Canadian wheat acres this year underpinning the futures as well. Talk China is looking at shifting its feed rations to include more wheat in the face of rising corn prices was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.